I know a place where I can spread myself out and be enough to fill a room. By Akosua Afiriehwidie. That place you said I'll find one day, whose sky smells like Harlem, 116th and Lenox, where Ghana found its way into America and waits for me in the market on a table with beads, where my hands are not my hands but my mother's. How lucky I'd feel, prepared. I'd hear the sun against my window, pulsing its wanting eyes through the glass, and it will say, "Take and eat. This is my body." I'd place my chin on the windowsill and would take and would eat, and my skin would grow even blacker from the joy of light, and God would see and know he sees a good thing, and he would say, "Let there be darkness," and so darkness would not mean forsaken, and he would not say to separate it from light. Remember what you told me, how I'd turn to my reflection in the glass, and my mother would be a proud face sounding out of me, her hands looking into my body, seeing what a good thing I have become. I'd turn, and America would be a man in the distance asking for forgiveness, meaning it, and the woman wailing would not be my grandmother, and the woman wailing would not be me, and the woman wailing would not be 50 women in the living room at my grandfather's wake, expected to perform their wailing every time a man walks in.